So Hurricane Matthew closed in on the other coast, and they've had so many problems there. But thankfully, the Red Cross has been around helping people. 3,600 people spending nights in 84 Red Cross and community evacuation shelters in Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. And so we welcome the Red Cross of Los Angeles today, the Los Angeles region. We are joined by Jared Barrios. He's the CEO and was actually just on CNN recently talking to people about those shelters, and we'll be busy later also helping people. So welcome, Jared.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for talking about this issue, and keeping it in the public eye is really important as we try to get those folks' lives back to normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for doing everything that you've been doing. And here in Southern California, it's a great place to live. It's beautiful here, but then we are facing disasters every once in a while, right? We have to be prepared for fires, earthquakes, flooding. And you guys have developed Prepare SoCal. You were going to tell us about that, right?
Absolutely. And to be clear, when we're talking about disasters, you're talking about big ones. We're not talking about a bad day on
right.
a 10. Right? Like, we have really the highest earthquake risk and the highest flood risk from these arc storms that people don't realize. And so, yeah, getting people talking about what they can do to take care of themselves and their families, also very, very important.
Yes. And so some of the parts of Prepare SoCal you can find out about online. You know, you've got some great ideas and toolkits there. Can you tell us a little bit about what's on there?
Sure. So our website, and you can just go to preparesocal.org, mm-hmm. redcross.org/LA. And all kind of tips, tools, training that you can do to get yourself ready, your family, from home fire preparedness all the way to earthquake and major event mm-hmm. response. Things like, you know, what you need to have in your earthquake kit, mm-hmm. How to turn your gas off and your water off after a moving event, the importance of buying earthquake insurance, which most people don't realize is not part of homeowners insurance. And if there's a big earthquake, your homeowner's insurance policy isn't going to help.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of things, lots of good, important stuff.
You have the 2-minute promise also locally for people in their own neighborhoods, right?
Yeah, we mm-hmm. want people to sort of get themselves ready and get to know their neighbors, and something we call Map Your Neighborhood as well, where it's sort of a micro preparedness thing where you get yourself ready, but you also know who in your neighborhood needs a little extra help. There's an elderly lady down the street who's in a wheelchair and kind of as a neighborhood, figure out mm-hmm. how we're going to take care of them.
Can we get earthquake kits through you?
You can buy a preparedness backpack from mm-hmm. the Red Cross, but really it's about going to Home Depot in the grocery store or, mm-hmm. You know, Harbor Freight in the grocery store and getting all the basic things. Water, a can opener and canned food, batteries for your flashlight. And, you know, it's 2016, so you got to say it like your cell phone mm-hmm. won't be working. You won't have cell service, but a lot of other stuff is on your cell, so you need a way to charge your cell. Great way to do that is one of those hand crank and solar radios mm-hmm. that has a USB port. And you can charge it off of that, a very affordable way to be able to charge when you're not going to have electricity for 2 months, mm-hmm. right? Like, people need to get that in their head. It's going to be months before we have electricity. And things that you can do to sustain yourself and your family, really important.
That's a great point. People might be planning for like a week or 3 days, but you're saying this would be a long time. You're going to want to think long term.
You have a major disaster here in LA. Yeah, you'll be able to maybe get back to your house in a few days, but your house may not have power and certainly won't have water for, it could be 2 to 6 months in some cases before life begins to get back to normal. And it's during that period that, you know, you're going to be figuring out how do you go on. Well, the water that we recommend people have is not to last you for 6 months, of course. It's to last you for the first few days while the Red Cross, together with local governments, stands up our response. At the height of a major response, we're like a Fortune 100 company, mm-hmm. and we stand it up immediately, but still it takes like 4 or 5 days mm-hmm. to get everybody in there and get the resources ready. So we need the public to be ready to go on their own. We say 4 or 5 days, enough water, 1 gallon per person per day, enough water, enough food to last yourself. And then all the other stuff, medications, if you're going to leave your house, if you have chronic illness. So I, for example, have mm-hmm. to take something called levothyroxine. I had my thyroid out because of cancer. And so I have to have a constant supply of pills, and I keep some in my car in case there's an earthquake and I can't get back to my house right away. So people need to think in those terms of what they need in the very mobile life that's Los Angeles and where they need to keep stuff at work, in their car, and at home. All the things that if on a moment's notice there were to be an emergency, they need to take care of themselves. And obviously if you have kids, you know, thinking about how you can communicate with your kids if you can't get to them immediately, if they're at school or at daycare.
Basics that you definitely use in everyday life you're going to need. And think about medications, pets, special needs that you have in your family that you're going to need on a long-term basis. It's been on people's minds because we had the shake. It's called the shake alert. Is that what it's called?
Well, there was the swarm, the quake swarm in the Salton Sea about mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, which got a lot of people talking. And, you know, it was a marginal increase in the likelihood of a great of the big one, right?
Yeah.
But that's fine. It's fine with me. I want people to be thinking about it because it's when they take action. Unfortunately, you can present people with all the data in the world, but people most of the time won't take action unless they've just experienced something or they've had a friend that had been through something difficult. Mm-hmm. I mean, totally different subject, smoke alarms. Somebody has a family member or a friend whose house burns down, that's when they finally fix their smoke mm-hmm. alarms. Unfortunately, and this is why we go door to door installing free smoke alarms, we know that you don't know when that fire is going to happen, and you and your family need that extra time. You're 8 times more likely to survive a house fire if you have a working smoke alarm. And I say working because most people have smoke alarms, but the ones that don't have working ones are because they've taken the battery out for some reason. A smoke alarm that's not hardwired into your system, that you've taken the battery out of, doesn't work. It's not going to save your life. And getting people to know that and test their smoke alarms, it's just a matter of pressing that button. It takes 3 seconds to know if your smoke alarm works. And if it doesn't, to get those batteries to fix it, that could save your life.
Mm-hmm.
Getting people to do stuff like that is really what we're about at the Red Cross in the preparedness mode. Right now in North Carolina, South Carolina, we're responding to floods, we're sheltering people. But when we're between what we call gray sky events, big events, we're really just trying to get people to do what they need to do to take care of themselves and their family, because it's going to happen here at some point. We don't know whether it's going to be an arc storm flood or whether it's going to be a major earthquake on the San Andreas Fault, but something's going to happen big in LA, and people need to be as prepared as possible for themselves, for their family, for their community. And that's what we work on every day.
Mm-hmm. I also want to mention, we were talking about large-scale disasters. When there's a house fire, when there's a fire, you know, in your community, that the Red Cross will help you then also, right?
Absolutely.
You help people then as well.
Absolutely. So our largest single response in a, quote, normal year are the families who we help. We probably helped shelter, there were about 3,000 residents of Los Angeles County last year who lost their homes to fires. 3,000 people. When you add them all up, most mostly were single family fires or maybe a duplex. We put them in shelters. We have our volunteer caseworkers work with them to help them take their next steps, get back on their feet. We help them replace medications, all the stuff they need to take their next step, all done by Red Cross volunteers. It's a great resource. But the really scary thing is, if we have a big event, an earthquake or an arc storm, it's going to be all hands on deck. And our volunteers won't even necessarily be able to get to the places that we're going to set up shelters for several days. That's why it's important that people have their own sort of cache of supplies to take care of themselves and their families. Having a pair of shoes by your bed, the biggest injury after the Northridge earthquake, and I'm sure there's some people who are listening right now who remember the Northridge earthquake in 94. The biggest injury were people who cut their feet on glass because it was in the middle of the night. They were sleeping. Mm-hmm. They got out of bed, the windows had shattered, and they cut their feet on glass. Having a pair of shoes by the bed to put them on if there's a quake in the middle of the night, and again, it takes 5 seconds to put a pair of shoes under your bed,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Just do it.
All these details like that you're bringing up, which are great details, you can find
on preparesocal.org. Look, we've got everything there. You just got to take the time and, you know, give yourself like one Sunday morning, right? Mm-hmm. Go to Harbor Freight, go to Home Depot, go to Lowe's, get that stuff, go to the grocery store, make sure you have the can opener, make sure you've got the canned foods, make sure you've got the flashlight. If you want to go a little, you know, sort of luxury, maybe you want to buy one of those batteries that you can charge up for 24 hours and then you can live off charging that for several days. If you want to go A+, buy a generator. It costs about $900,
mm-hmm.
But that can keep you going with gasoline. Make sure you have cash. Dollar bills, single dollar bills. ATMs will not be working.
Mm-hmm.
Have that in your earthquake kit so that when you go to the grocery store, if you got to buy some food, you don't want to pay $50 for it because they can't make change. And that's the only bill you've got, right?
Mm-hmm.
So keep a lot of ones in that kit. And then any medications you need and diapers and stuff if you've got kids, things that you're not going to be able to get in a shelter, things that you're not going to maybe be able to find if the stores are all closed, but that are essential to keeping life normal and moving forward.
How long have you worked with the Red Cross for?
I've been with the Red Cross 5 years now.
Oh, okay. Because you are so knowledgeable about everything. That's what I was asking. You have all of these great tips and you really know what you're doing.
One disaster is enough for anybody to go through. I spent a lot of time actually in New York after Superstorm Sandy working with folks. I was there for several weeks and you're with people. You're sleeping in a shelter. I was sleeping on a cot around a lot of folks who lost pretty much everything. And it was a while before we could get to people. I mean, New York is like small. I mean, it's all dense, right?
Yeah.
When roads are blocked, when highways are down, when the electricity's off and cell phones don't work, it takes longer to stand up responses and then get the information out to people so they can find it. That's why we want people as prepared as possible and taking those steps and getting as much in order, getting a hand crank radio, getting your medications ready, getting everything in your little backpack, a first aid kit, basic. But come on, guys, go the extra mile, learn a little first aid. It takes a couple of hours, but to be able to stop a bleeding wound could save your life after an earthquake.
And so what can we do to help the Red Cross?
Well, you know, the thing I like the most about my job is that we are largely an organization of volunteers. 98% of the work we do right now after Hurricane Matthew, Superstorm Sandy, or these home fire responses is done by people who volunteer. Just go to redcross.org. It'll take you to the LA site if you're going from LA, and you can find more out about volunteering. We need folks who want to give back to their community, who are willing to really help. And by the way, along the way, learn a lot of these skills so you can help your family, friends, and neighbors. Obviously, financial contributions, redcross.org, they're necessary. We're not the government. We don't get money from the government. We rely on the generosity of the public. The more folks donate, the more we can help those flood victims right now in the Carolinas and in Georgia and Florida. And then finally, giving blood. It's an important thing. We are kind of the stewards of the nation's blood supply, right? 40% of the blood that hospitals take in the United States come from, 42% from Red Cross donations. We're national, and we are really that backbone that the healthcare system relies on through the generosity of donations that people make when they give blood.
What's the website?
Redcross.org, that, or you can do redcross.org/LA, and that'll take you directly there. PrepareSoCal.org is all that safety and information around getting ready for the big one. But obviously, if folks have questions, if people want us to come to their neighborhood or to their children's classroom to do a training, we do all of that sort of stuff. We want to reach as many people with the good news of how they can save their lives and others when the big one hits.
Thank you for being there for us and inspiring people to also help.
Thanks for getting the word out.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Absolutely. We've been talking to Jarrett. He's the CEO, actually, right? You're the CEO.
Yeah.
Red Cross, Greater Los Angeles area.